Today's Cotton Newsline is four cuts. All cuts are Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The bill includes about $3 billion that will go toward agricultural losses both in 2018 and 2019. And these would be losses that were caused by hurricanes, flooding, tornadoes, wildfires. And most of that funding will be delivered through the Wildfires and Hurricane Indemnity Program, or the WIP program, that USDA developed last year and was used to cover 2017 crop losses.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
It will increase the coverage levels that will be available between 70 to 90% of the losses, depending on the level of crop insurance that a producer had purchased. In addition, those that receive assistance through the disaster bill will be required to purchase crop insurance for the next 2 years as well. Another improvement is how USDA will calculate the expected value of the crop that was lost. And this is another item that the Cotton Council had been pushing for to get included to try to enhance the WIP program. And this will allow, regardless of the type of crop insurance policy that was purchased, USDA will use the higher of either the spring projected price for that crop or the fall harvest price through crop insurance. And using that higher price will result in a higher expected value then that will be used to calculate the level of disaster payment.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
There's also funding included for some of the emergency conservation and watershed programs. And finally, the bill does include some language that applies to the market facilitation program, which directs USDA to, while applying a $900,000 AGI test, that AGI limit would not apply to farms or entities if at least 75% of their income comes from farming and ranching or related activities. So that will be good news that hopefully will improve how the AGI is applied on the trade assistance package.
Fourth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
This disaster bill is not fully through Congress yet. When the Senate passed it, the House had already adjourned last week. And while the House leadership has attempted to bring up the bill and pass it on a voice vote or unanimous consent to go ahead and get it to the president, there have been Republicans in the House that have been blocking that effort. And essentially, they're just delaying the inevitable because when the House returns early next week, they will vote on this bill. And we expect it to pass by a very large bipartisan vote, just like it did in the Senate, and then will be sent to the